got some money to spend tonight.
Well, you know what that means. It means it's time for us to go to the news line, find out what's happening in the Pikes Peak region this weekend. Joining us from Peak Radar, Jonathan Toman. Jonathan, I hope you and your family had an amazing Christmas. And hard to believe it's the end of a decade and we're looking at a new year.
Yeah, ridiculous to think that all of a sudden, and my vision's going to be better. I do know that with 2020 on the way. And same to you. Hope you had a Merry Christmas and looking forward to the new year. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yes. And I'm sure there are a lot of New Year's Eve and New Year's celebrations and events happening across the Pikes Peak region.
Yeah, we've got 13 events solely for New Year's on Peak Radar already. And I'm only going to highlight a few of them because obviously we don't have time for 13. But I'll start off with two sort of family-friendly events that are earlier in the day if you're not down to stay up until midnight and ring in the new year that way. So first off, we've got the 11th annual Noon Year's Eve at the Colorado Springs Event Center. That's hosted and run by the Pikes Peak Children's Museum, who invites you and your family to come celebrate the new year with them. This event is good for you if you love the new year, and noon sounds better than midnight. A great family-friendly event with a countdown and balloon drop at noon, character dance party, STEAM-related activities and crafts, and tons of fun.
That sounds like fun.
Absolutely, and a good time, too.
Yes.
The Millville Art Theater is hosting Mr. Guffaw's 2020 Bubble Bash, their annual event. Welcome the new year with a gaggle of laughs, a stampede of chuckles, and some extra enormous bubbles. And after each performance, they host craft time with an activity that relates to the show and serve cookies and milk as well. There are three shows on December 31st, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. at the Milbo. The Colorado Springs Philharmonic is hosting New Year's Eve Broadway and Beyond at the Pikes Peak Center at 7:30 p.m. So if you want to get some music in before you start some New Year's Eve shenanigans, the Philharmonic is a good way to do that.
Yes.
Thomas Wilson will conduct. Joshua Franklin will have vocals, and they'll both help bring in the new year with hits from Broadway's greatest shows.
Perfect.
Three more.
Okay.
New Year's Eve with Sugar Bear and the Showtime Band is at Stargazers Theater and Event Center. That gets rolling at 9 p.m. Again, some music before midnight. There'll be hors d'oeuvres catered by Stargazers, champagne toast, countdown to midnight. And, of course, Sugar Bear and the Showtime Band is a seven-member band that helps to find fun and excitement. They combine all the sounds of R&B, funk, Motown, and top 40 hits to create what they call hot dance music.
Love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Springs Ensemble Theater is hosting the Roaring Good Times New Year's Eve Party. So obviously calling all fancy fellas, dolled up dames, and swell smarties, whatever those things mean. Party like it's 1919. Bring your 20-themed dress, cabaret-style entertainment, whiskey tastings, after-party, all sorts of shenanigans at set. And then finally, of course, the big tradition in the Pikes Peak region, the Ataman Fireworks Display, at midnight on New Year's Eve off of Pikes Peak. If you can guess, Renee, how long the Ataman Club has been doing this, I will give you 5 points.
It's a long time. I know it's over, 50 years at least, right?
1922.
Oh, yeah. Well, over 50
so
years.
Approaching 100.
Yeah.
Approaching 100.
Right. That's amazing.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
The unique group of mountaineers climb up on the 30th and 31st, and at the stroke of midnight on New Year's Eve, ignite a glorious fireworks display from the summit to usher in the new year. And that's just the beginning. There are all sorts of parties and bashes and other assorted activities on New Year's, whether you want to stay up just until noon or make it all the way till midnight.
You know, I don't think I make it till midnight anymore. So maybe
it's
I'll go for the noon.
Tougher as time goes on.
Right. Right. Well, perfect. And of course, they can see the complete list of New Year's Eve events and all the other events happening on the website.
Yep, peakradar.com is the place to go. One thing you can do is just search the date range. Just put in New Year's Eve, the 31st, and it'll come up with everything that's happening.
That's fantastic. Well, looking forward to it. Jonathan Toman, Peak Radar, Happy New Year, my friend.
Same to you, Renee. Happy New Year.
We'll talk with you soon.